And so here we are. However, the channeling's not being provided. So it's an opportunity for me to, oh my gosh. So I'll just start repeating what they're saying. They're saying it's an opportunity for me to confess my sins. So remember what I'm going through is what we're all going through, because we're all mirrors. We're all one. So when they're saying for me to confess my sins, the idea is that there are no sins. The idea is that we're sinless. The idea is that we're perfectly secure with our divine nature, with our divine self. So this is what's being exposed. This is what's being claimed. This is what's being entitled. So if we can just imagine that that sinless grace that is upon us is stationary. It's here. It's present. It's like whistling a happy tune. It's calling our name. We're the ones that have to say so. In other words, we have to agree with our innocence. And when we took on the ego, when we took on the trappings of the mind, we kind of went further and further and further away. And so this is what the energy of the consciousness of 3D is about. It just keeps grinding along, and you know, judgment, judgment, judgment. So what is occurring when I'm receiving the transmission are these flashes of insight. And the flashes of insight are insistent. So they're insistent on to grow, to be established, to be witnessed, to be fortified, to be understood. So when they say the word understood, it's not a mind understanding. So what you're saying is I'm innocent, right? Am I hearing this right? It's not the mind. It's like, it's an energetic immersion. So how do I describe it? It's just sort of like when it feels right, like just imagine falling in love or whatever. It's like, it just feels right. So what we're doing in essence is falling in love with the truth. We're falling in love with our true self. And that's the real divine union. That's the real pledge. That's the real appeal, is to recognize our wholeness at last. So all these things that we've been doing in 3D to try to look better, to try to be included, to try to be okay, and even be satisfied with ourselves, sort of like, that was a great accomplishment, good job. That's all imitation. That's all substitute for the true understanding. And the true understanding is we're already perfect. We're already light. We're already whole. We're already divine. We're already innocent. So allow yourselves to receive these treasured blessings. Is the only way you can explain this or experience this or communicate this, because it's like blessings unseen. So the unseen is we haven't been conscious of it, or not very often, or not regularly in this Lance arrival. In other words, since we've been, you know, that pure innocence of the baby, once the ego came in, we forgot all this. And so this is what's coming to our present consensus. So it's in our present, in our divinity, in our holiness, in our innocence, in our essence, in our divine union. So it's out of that divine union that we find all our blessings. So this is everything we've been seeking, everything we've been wanting in the tangible. The idea is like it's been with us all along. So allow yourselves to receive that rich anointing. So that anointing is sort of like when I'm receiving it, it's like a meeting. It's like a melding. It's a it's a congratulations, it's an agreement, it's like understood. So that understood is we're going to start feeling it through and through. And this is what's going to be shifting our existence quite rapidly, so that we're moving into a new extreme, we're moving into a new destiny, we're moving into a new assertion, we're moving into a new placement. So that placement is vibrational. So again, it's like, where is heaven? Heaven's here. Where's fifth dimensional reality? Fifth dimension reality is here. Where are all the masters? They're all here. They're saying, like, won't you join us? So to join, we have to perceive. And how we perceive is to perceive ourselves in our holy innocence, in our holy claim, in our holy divine union. So that divine union is happening through and through our own holy witness. So if we can remember, we're already one. We're not missing anything. We don't have to travel to get it. We can't leave it at home. We can't, like, in other words, there's no loss. It's not like, oh my gosh, I lost my health, I lost finances, I lost a partner. There is no such thing. So that's all the old folly. That's all the old commotion. Because as we step up to our heavenly bliss, they're showing me the dreams coming true card. Whatever we need to be fully restored is our divine right. So that's what's understood. It's like we recognize it. We have it be so. And as we align with that wholeness, as we align with that in substantial readiness, then everything is literally rearranged, because we're just dreaming consciousness. So in the past, we've been dreaming separation consciousness. So unity consciousness is, I already am all that. So there is no more conflict. There is no more judgment. There is no more bitterness. And what we're learning is to allow that to fully consume us. So this is where it gets a little tricky. From the standpoint of, to consume us means we're releasing that individuated consciousness that thought it knew its place. So we like separation in a way, whether we realize it or not. So, like, we're proud of our accolades, we're proud of our achievements, but anything where there can be winner or loser, greater or lesser, that's all of the individuated consciousness. And where we're moving into the unity awareness is, we're all one and the same. We're all gifted. We're all divine. And we have all forgotten. Some have forgotten more than others, but there's no judgment about that. There's no, well, you need to get in the back of the line about that. It's here for one and all. So allow yourselves to be given. And so being given is coming home at last. You're not leaving the body to come home. You're coming home in your true awareness. And out of this wholeness, all is known, all is attained, all is presented. So it's quite a radical adjustment in a way. And it's not radical like, well, that sounds too hard for me to figure out. But they're saying radical, so it just sort of almost like shakes our cage a little bit. Like, we're not just making ourselves more comfortable in the old way of life. That radical shift is really adjusting to how we receive ourselves, to how we receive all of life. So allow yourselves to be permitted, introduced, self-endorsed, exclaimed, welcomed, gladdened, like anything where it's like ongoing success, ongoing good measure. So when I'm receiving it, it's just like beautiful, 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 just on and on, like it's just never ending. So you can't possibly miss it. If you look away, it doesn't matter, because it'll just continue and allow you to adopt the most natural lifestyle. So as you will receive a heart for self, so this is our entitlement, and just like they began in the very beginning, where we're releasing that belief that we've sinned. And we're releasing that belief that there's like a separation from where we are versus our holy claim. So as we receive that, as we acknowledge that, as we gift that, we're gifting it to ourselves and we're gifting it to everyone else. And so when I'm receiving these energies, it's like even when I say the word my, it doesn't really make sense, because there's nothing my that isn't separate from the divine. And so all this like possessiveness, like my house, my car keys, my child, there is no such thing. It like all belongs to the divine. It all belongs to that godliness, wholeness. It's all part of that I am presence. And so they're saying like, won't you join hands? So the joining hands is, there is no competition, there is no fear, there is no loss, but there also is no like individual possessiveness where it's mine versus my like our higher essence or our higher self or our divinity. So that's sort of like that radical shift they're bringing forth. So if we can realize the reason this is coming forth is because we're ready to be included. In other words, each of us has grown substantially, that like we're almost at the door, we're almost at love's chamber. In other words, these the energies that are sort of being provided, being offered, being guided, are close enough to where we presently exist that, how do I say this? It's like there's an open door policy for us to assist, for us to coincide with, for us to coexist. So allow yourselves to be seen, to be recognized, to be gifted, to be offered, to be infiltrated, to be will be that word to it. It's just sort of like all-encompassing. So when we're sharing all-encompassing, it feels like when they talk about the droplet of water becomes the ocean, the wave becomes the ocean. So it's like, where do I stop and where does the divine begin? And so that's what we're recognizing, is that it's really seamless. There really is no separation. It's really all love. It's really all of our highest notion. So as we receive this offering, our wishes are, intended, provided for, promised, adhered to. In other words, because we're opening up to heaven's bliss, because we're opening up to our divine union, because we're opening up to source, remember that that vibrational agreement, all is possible because all exists under that heavenly canopy. So what would be many, many miles or very, very difficult to figure out when you're believing you're in separation consciousness, when we move into that divine union, it's here in a whisper, it's here in a holy glance. So you may just materialize something overnight, which would be very lovely, or you may be wholly pressed upon. So what it is that you need to release is just gonna become really, really obvious, not in a hardship way, but like in an easy remembrance. Because once we be recognized that we're divine, once our identity is of that higher nature, then anything unlike love, well, it's easily removed because we're already assisted. In other words, we don't need to hold on to the all, to the old, because we've already been gifted. We've already been unified. We've already been increased. So allow this gifting, this united understanding to be here at last. And to be here at last, it's a little bit like solemnly swear, but they don't mean to solemnly swear, but it's sort of like attended to or devoted to or committed to. or at the very least, just notice, like just a passerby that happens to notice that there's a love's appeal. In other words, there's a higher vibrational existence that looks promising. So it's not to take yourself beyond your present state of apparatus, in other words, where you're comfortable, but it's sort of like at a moment's insistence, all can be understood. In other words, all can be understood. So it's sort of like step by step, inch by inch, we're becoming more willing to conceive. We're becoming more willing to understand what's possible by understanding who we actually are. So allow life to be made easy. Easy is I'm jumping out of my timeline. I'm jumping out of sequence. I'm no longer doing it the hard way. I'm moving into a higher decibel. I'm moving into higher frequency. I'm moving into love's establishment. So this is where it's like we're aligning rather than like chugging along and running out of breath. So the more that we sort of play with this and imagine it and welcome it, it's going to start, I want to say like doing tricks for us, but not in a way like to entertain us or prove to us. It's just that we're adopting love's remedy, and love's remedy fixes all. It has a divine solution to all. So of course there are times when there's like a karmic reason or there's something our soul wants to learn. And so that's when we're sort of trust, especially when our soul wants to learn something. We would prefer just to like be null and void, in other words, disappear. But our soul wants us to master a certain skill. But when we align with a higher vicinity, all becomes apparent. In other words, instead of being confused what to do, it's going to be readily given. And when I receive that energy, I just feel like I'm holding a bottle of elixir or something. It's just like readily present, readily available. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to conceive. So we're conceiving that we are light beings. We're conceiving that we are one with our I Am presence. We're conceiving that we're no longer like, they're saying hellbound, but they tend to call 3D hellbound very often, because it's living in hell to not be one with all of existence. So again, allow that to take place with ease. There's a lot of Lyrian energy of support. So if you're feeling that, welcome that in, because it's just helping us sort of move between dimensional states and just making that vibrational climb or increase very smooth. When I receive their energy, it's just smooth is the only way I can explain that. Just like a very smooth transition. So allow yourselves to receive and allow all to be gifted. So family, friends, ones that you're not seeing things the same way, whatever it may be, allow them to come home at last as well. So this is a beautiful way to really smooth out some of the wrinkles, some of those karmic relationships that may still be a little confusing. When we offer them the light, when we offer them that holy assistance, what we're doing is we're bringing forth that holy instant. We're bringing forth that holy matrimony. So it's sort of like, the higher selves come and join in. So very powerful displays of kindness that we do. And just notice whoever arrives. It may be someone you just met on the street. It may be someone you knew from long ago. But whoever arrives, they're coming by request. In other words, they're coming to receive that energy and allow that to be so. And if you notice that you have a little constriction, to honor it, not to deny it, and then just allow the energies to soften it, and then just be with that as it is. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Thank you, everyone.